On air.
Online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Josh Coop. Thousands of police officers, including some from here in Kent, are in London this afternoon for the funeral of PC Keith Palmer. The 48-year-old dad and husband was killed in last month's Westminster terror attack. He's been described as the perfect policeman.
He was incredible. Always there first. He'd come in, he'd be making trays of teas for the lads and lasses before they even come into work. He'd be on the computer researching for what we was going to be doing during the day, and he'd be there the last one at night as well. Incredibly hard-working man.
In the next hour, his colleagues will join a procession through the capital before a service at Southwark Cathedral. Thousands more people are lining the streets in London, and police forces across the country will hold a two-minute silence when the service begins. Chief Constable Sarah Thornton is from the National Police Chiefs Council.
They wanted to honour Keith's ultimate sacrifice, but they also wanted to come together as the family of policing. And I think there's been a tremendous sense of pride, but also a tremendous sense of sadness.
Four more people were killed when Dartford-born Khalid Massoud drove into crowds on Westminster Bridge just over 3 weeks ago.
KMFM News.
At least one person's been taken to hospital after a serious crash involving a car transporter which has closed part of the Thanet Way. Emergency teams, including the air ambulance, were called to the London-bound stretch near Dargate at around 9:30 this morning. Drivers are being warned the road is expected to be closed for several hours yet. A woman's been arrested on suspicion of assault after a man in his 60s was stabbed in Whitstable. He was flown to a London hospital for treatment after it happened in Whateley Road at around 8 last night. The 46-year-old from Herne Bay is said to know the victim, and she remains in custody. A coroner's ruled a Kent mum who died shortly after being discharged from hospital was let down by doctors. Sian Hollands went to Darrant Valley in Dartford in November 2015 complaining of breathing difficulties and chest and stomach pains. Joe's got the details.
Well, instead of being treated, the 25-year-old mum of three was sent home where she suffered a pulmonary embolism and died a short time later. It's since come out the doctor in charge of caring for her hadn't checked her medical notes properly. This morning, a coroner said she died as a result of failures by hospital staff. Speaking after the hearing, her sister Ebony said she still missed every day.
I just can't believe that he's come down to four lines on a piece of paper and why she's not here. There's no words to describe how much I miss her.
Well, bosses at Darrant Valley have apologised to the family, but Sian's relatives say they're now planning to take legal action. Jenny Henderson is the solicitor who's represented them for nearly 2 years.
Sian was a loved young woman in her prime who leaves behind three young children who struggle every day without their mummy. The family hopes that no other family will have to walk in their shoes.
This is KMFM.
It's come out the man in charge of running the Southern Rail Network earned almost £500,000 in the last financial year. That's nearly double what Charles Horton got over the previous 12 months, and that's despite more than 30 days of strike action about plans for driver-only trains. It's being claimed today that parents are having to pay for things like textbooks in some schools in England because they're so underfunded. One in six teachers have told a survey their school asked parents for money, while 44% say they're renting out buildings. Kevin Courtney is from the NUT.
It's a poor state when schools are so poorly funded that they're turning to ask parents. There are primary teachers in this survey telling us that their school has cut the hours of the day in order to save some money by having less teaching staff. This is a terrible place for us to be in.
And after years of breaking box office and best seller records, Harry Potter set another one at the Olivier Awards in London last night. Harry Potter and the Cursed Child picked up a record 9 awards, including Best New Play and Best Actor.
Sport with passmores.co.uk. Sheds, chalets and garden workshops, where quality comes as standard.
Let's check this afternoon's sport news now. Here's Nicola.
Starting with ice hockey, and Kent's Invicta Dynamos are celebrating today after being crowned Southern Playoff Champions. That's the moment they picked up the trophy at Chelmsford last night. Despite losing 4-2 in the second leg, they won the final 7-10 on aggregate. And in football, Arsenal are hoping to move within 4 points of the Premier League's top four tonight. Arsene Wenger's side go to Crystal Palace this evening after beating West Ham 3-0 on Wednesday.
The win of Crystal Palace at Chelsea is in the continuity of what we have seen in the Premier League since the start of the season. The difference between the teams has become shorter and smaller, so anything can happen in any game.
Kickoffs at 8.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.
eBay has every kind